with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel readings are revelatory of many things about the heart of the Lord and the conduct of our spiritual lives. Here in this particular pericope from the Gospel of Mark, we are following the adventures of the apostle interns, you can say that. They were sent by the Lord to preach and to heal. You know, kind of like after what they had observed the Lord did, now they're being sent out and doing exactly what the Lord had taught them. And apparently they were successful and they were so happy with the things that they had discovered about themselves and about the kingdom of God. They were able to heal, they were able to drive out demons, and they were able to speak about the kingdom, about the Lord. And so they were happy. Now they are returning to the Lord and are sharing all of these wonderful things with Jesus. Now, there's one lesson for us to remember. We are very busy in our lives, many, many occupations, many, many concerns. I think what Mark is saying here is that at the end of all of our striving, we always return to the Lord. We always return to the Lord, whatever form that may take. Maybe at the end of the day, at the end of a day that's filled with many appointments and many commitments, at the end of the day, we go back in the silence of our room to be with the Lord, to pray, to report to Him, so to speak, what we have done, or just simply to rest in silence before the Lord. And the Lord, like what we see here in the Gospel today, knowing our efforts, He says, come away to a deserted place, and He will give you rest. We are reminded of that word in the Gospel of St. Matthew when the Lord said, "Come to me, all you labor and are heavily burdened, and I shall give you rest." The Lord is our rest. Let's not go looking anywhere else, you know, but primarily to go to the Lord to find our rest. And then they went away into a boat, and they went probably across the Lake of Galilee. But then the people were there. And the people went on foot. You see, it's a lake. Galilee is a lake, so it's something like this. So if you're crossing by the boat, people can easily walk around it and meet you there where you're landing. So that's what's happening here. And when Jesus saw them, He was moved to pity. Now here's another aspect of the heart of the Lord that He understands fatigue. He understands tiredness. But at the same time, He also understands the hunger of His flock. And so when He saw the people walking on foot just to see Him, just to hear Him, He also understood the need of His people. And so he began to feed them. He began to feed them by giving them the word of life, the preaching about the word of life, which leads us to another lesson that we glean from this particular reading. Our hunger really is for the wisdom and knowledge of God. Before and above all of our yearning, we yearn for God. We yearn for the Lord. We yearn for the wisdom of His Word. His Word that created the entire universe. His Word that sustains the world. We yearn for that. Before anything else, you know, we hunger. Not only for food, but we hunger for meaning and we hunger for many, many things in life. We try to fill that hunger with many things. It could be an indulgence in food. It could be indulgence in entertainment. It could be indulgence in the things of the material world. But what Mark is saying is, primarily, what we're hungering for is the Word of God. And so blessed are you. Blessed are you who are all here, gathered around the table of the Word of the Lord, feasting in the Word of God, filling your soul with the wisdom that sustains the world. And so, the Lord, seeing the vast throng of people hungering for the word of the Lord, hungering to be fed, He taught them. He taught them. He gave them the desire of His heart. Later on, after that teaching, He will feed them. Doesn't that remind you of the Mass? First, we begin with the liturgy of the Word. We read the Scripture. We explain the Scripture. And then later on, we will be fed by the very body and blood of Christ. And so, we count ourselves blessed because the Lord has chosen us to follow Him, to be fed by Him. And as we look to the Lord for all of our needs, we are reminded, like in the Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.